today we are opening a brand new series. We are basically talking about from the book of Colossians. Okay, I believe that most of you here you're familiar with that book. Okay, and basically the question would be, who speaks louder in your life? Okay, in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the noises that you hear, sino yung nagpapatahimik sa'yo? And that is actually the message of the entire book of Colossians. And our goal for this series is for us to understand the full richness of Christ's supremacy over religion and sin that will lead us to submit to His Lordship. Now, let me just explain to you. Okay, as we talk about the supremacy of Christ, we'll be talking about this series for the next 4 weeks. And we will start this series with the supremacy of Christ, knowing how big God is, how big our Jesus is, dito sa buhay natin, dito sa mundong ito. And supreme, let me just tell you what supreme means. Supreme means highest in rank or authority, chief or first, foremost, preeminent, head, and top or top. Okay, siya yung pinaka mataas. That's what it means when we say supreme. And let me just read Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 20. In fact, I'd like to invite everyone to stand on your feet. We're going to read in reverence of God's word. We're going to read it all together. If you don't have your Bible with you, you can just look at our PowerPoint. Colossians chapter 1 verse 15 to 20. It says here that He is the image of the invisible God, that is Jesus, the firstborn over all creation. For by Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by Him and for Him. It means to say everything that we see, everything that we experience, everything that we do, the center of it is Jesus Christ. It was created for Him, by Him, and for Him. And then He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Then, and He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. And then last two verses, for God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we thank You, God, today, this afternoon. Lord, that God, we will get to hear Your message, Your words again, Lord, in our hearts. Lord, I pray, God, that may we see, God, the supremacy of Christ. Lord, the bigness of our God, the God that we serve, God, this afternoon, Lord God, that we may realize, Lord, that no matter how big our situations are, You are much bigger than that, Lord. God, we pray, God, that You would speak in every heart, Lord, this afternoon. And we want to bring back to You all the glory and honor and praise. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may now take your seat. You know, this scripture that we've read is basically one of the strongest statements in the Bible. Okay, kung titignan mo itong buong Bible na to, this is one of the strongest statements about the divine nature of Christ. Okay? In fact, it says here, sa nabasa natin sa scripture na to, Jesus is not only equal to God, but He is God Himself. Okay? Jesus Christ Himself is the exact representation of God. Okay? Hindi siya yung pinadala lang or hindi lang siya yung katulad lang ni God. He is God Himself, Jesus. And let me just give you background of the book of Colossians. Kung bakit sinulat ni Paul, ni Apostle Paul, ba't sumulat si Paul dito sa the people of Colossae? Okay? In fact, the purpose of this book is actually to refute, okay? To combat or to battle or to fight the heresies that people needs to add something to their faith for them to be saved. kailangan, kasi dun sa book of Colossians, may mga pumapasok na mga wrong false teachers. Okay? Wrong mindsets, wrong teachings na sinasabi sa kanila that you, like, one word like asceticism. Okay? Itong asceticism, we're not gonna go onto that. Maybe that's gonna be on the next preaching or other preachings, other series. But asceticism is actually, you have to cut yourself. Okay? Parang yun yung offer mo kay Lord. Why? Because they are teaching the Colossians believers that you need to add something to your faith for you to really have that salvation. That's why you really have to cut yourself. Okay? And in fact, until now, we all, usually, every year, nakikita pa natin yon, lalo na kapag ka Holy Week. They cut themselves. That is what we call asceticism. And these religious mindsets later on became known as Gnosticism. Gnosticism means they are denying Christ as God. Because they thought that Christ himself cannot save mankind. That is why they have to do something. Because they feel like hindi pa ganun kasapat yung ginawa ni Jesus para sa kanila. That's why they need to do something. So this is actually the background why Paul wrote to the church of Colossae, to the Colossians, okay? And they are adding all these kinds of belief, thinking that Christ is not enough, and most of all, thinking that Christ is not supreme himself. And right now, let me just talk about this. Something like adding on or supplements. I believe if you are alam mo yun, nagba-bodybuilding ka, okay? Bukod sa pag-gym mo, you have supplements they offer to you para pang add-on. Habang nagbi-build ka ng muscles mo, nag-a-add-on ka para mas lalo pang maging bulky yung, para mas lalo pang dumami yung mga cuts mo. Okay? Pati mukha mo, magkakaroon talaga ng mga cuts. Okay? And hindi lang sa pag nag-gym ka. Even we have supplements. Yung mga vitamin C. Diba dati, kalamansi lang, okay na. Magpiga ka lang ng kalamansi or kung ano-ano. Mga juice. Okay? Ano mo lang yun, pigain mo lang yun. Yun na yun. Natural. But nowadays, we have supplements. Because people thought it's not enough. They need to add something else for you to receive more nourishment to your body. Kaya marami pang nai-inventong mga supplements, okay? May mga ampalaya, yung mga kung ano-ano, okay? Para pang, bukod sa mga gamot na nire-recommend ng mga doctors, pag may sakit ka, may mga supplements pa. And I realized that in our context, we are somehow supplement or add something. Or lalo na kapag lumabas tayo ng bahay natin, we add something to our value na naghahanap tayo ng relationship paglabas natin ng bahay. Naghahanap tayo ng, alam mo yung tatanggap sa atin. It's like a supplement because we feel like we are not loved inside the home. Hindi naman ako mahal ng parents ko eh. That's why when I go out, I will look for a supplement. I will look for an additives for me to that I may feel that I'm valued, okay? And not just that. Pagka nagfe-Facebook tayo, okay? Kaya tayo nagpo-post, kaya tayo alam mo yon yung kung ano-ano lang pinipicturean pa, di ba? Yung sa anak at ina at ang ina, di ba? Parang anak pati ba naman si pati ba naman yung aso natin, eh, kailangan picturean at magpanggap kang nanay niya. Diba? Diba? Sabi pa ng nanay, paki-explain. Diba? Although, magla-love you naman sa uli. Okay? But, we post everything thinking that it will add value to us pagka nag-like yung mga tao, pagka na-appreciate nila kung ano yung ginagawa natin, kung saan tayo nanggaling. Diba? Pumunta ka lang sa ganitong place, ipopost mo, so that people would react, people would respond, "Uy, galing ka dyan, ang ganda dyan, ang ganda nung background mo." So that we will feel that we are valued. We add something to it. And somehow, we use religion and church and good works for most people that they think that what Christ has done 2,000 years ago, they need to do something, they need to add, they need to have supplements for them to really feel, for them to really see that I'm accepted. Not knowing that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, we are already accepted. That's the fact. But this is the problem. Okay? Until now, there are people, okay? Maybe hindi na ganun, alam mo yun, kailangan nating ikat yung mga sarili natin just to add to that gospel that we are talking about every single week. But here's the point. It might not that in the same form that we do to add or supplement to our salvation. Pero may mga ginagawa tayo, mga tao ngayon, just to add for that salvation. Ano yung mga bagay na to? Ito yung mga, yun nga katulad na sinabi ko kanina. Alam mo yun, good works. Feeling natin, kailangan, ay nako, pagka na-miss ko yung church ngayon, baka galit na sa akin si Lord, baka hindi na ako accepted. Uy, baka hindi ako nagbasa ng Bible ngayon. Nako, kailangan talaga makapagbasa ako ng Bible. Kahit na, alam mo yun, kahit na marami akong ginagawa. We feel like kapag ginawa natin yun, dun palang tayo ma-accept ni Lord. We are adding something to it. It's not bad. In fact, I encourage all of us to read our Bibles, to read our Bible every day, every single day. To pray every single day. But think about this. Pagka nag-iba na yung motibo natin, ginagawa na natin because we feel like kailangan dagdagan ko pa to. Kailangan dagdagan ko pa yung effort ko. Kailangan dagdagan ko pa yung talagang habaan ko pa yung oras ng pagpe-pray ko. Okay? So it means to say we are just adding to something that Christ has done for us over 2,000 years ago. The question will be, how big is Jesus in your life? Will you add more to Him? You know, I believe that all of us here, we are all familiar with this statue in Brazil. The Christ, the Redeemer. Christ, they call it Christ the Redeemer. Okay? It stands, I think, 120 feet, if I'm not mistaken. And it weighs 700 tons. And it sits on the top of the mountain for over 2,300 feet, overlooking the whole city of Rio de Janeiro in Brazil. Okay? Now, sino sa inyo dito, familiar kayo dyan? Sino sa inyo dito, nakapunta na kayo dyan? Sino sa inyo dito, naniniwala kayo, makakapunta ako dyan one time? Okay, isa na ako doon. Yung mga hindi nagtaas na kamay, nakita kayo ni Lord. Okay, but may pag-asa pa rin. Mamaya, Lord, gusto ko. Okay? Now, the question is, why would people create such this big statue, big, monument about Jesus, of Jesus? Okay? I believe that it's because most of us need a larger Christ. Now, listen to this. Why did I say that? Because all of us need to have larger Christ in our hearts. Simply because I said that is somehow we cut Jesus on a single or tiny little piece just to be relevant in our life. And we think, alam mo yun, ang feeling natin, you know, Jesus is our pal, Jesus is our buddy, our homeboy, our friend. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, it is biblical. He is a relational God. He is a friend to all of us. He is our buddy. He is our, you know, he is our friend. But we need to realize that Jesus is more than that. We need to realize that Jesus is not just our homeboy. Na alam mo yung parang kakwentuhan mo lang na katulad ng kaibigan natin. He is beyond that. He is more than that. That is the supremacy of Christ. Because we feel like We are cutting him down to the size that we want for him to be relevant to us. Diba, pagka, alam mo yung pagka na-inlove ka kay Lord? Diba, after 1 month, after 2 months, talaga so passionate ka. Then, pagdating ng third month na may relationship ka kay Lord, biglang may nakatabi ka na cute. Tapos, naging close kayo. Then, after a few weeks, kayo na. Diba? Mas in love ka na dun sa tao na yon. And you are trying to cut down Jesus for him to be relevant to you because you don't want to mess that relationship with that boy or girl because of Jesus would tell you, you know what? What you're doing right now doesn't really glorify me. That is why we, in our own convenience, in our own acceptance, in our own relevance, dun natin pinapasok lang si Jesus. But Jesus is not just like that. Jesus is bigger than that. You know, here's the point. The Colossians were being tempted to buy into these teachings. In fact, they were not telling to set aside Jesus. Hindi tinuturo sa mga Colossians, sa mga believers, sa mga Jews, na huwag niyong kalimutan niyo na si Jesus. No. They're not teaching that, those false teachers. But what they are telling them to these Jews, to these believing Jews, is that you need to add something so that you will be more accepted to Christ. Huwag mo kalimutan si Jesus, but you need to do something about it. But let me tell you this, that Jesus plus nothing is everything. You don't have to add anything or everything because he himself is our everything. Jesus plus nothing is everything. Even though wala tayo dito, even though wala tayong gawin, Jesus is still God, he's still supreme, he's so powerful, he's so amazing, he's so great. That is who Jesus is. And we don't need to add anything to Jesus to enjoy freedom or fullness of life. You know, let me just read again verse 15. Can we just show that again? He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. You know, when I was studying this, if you're gonna look at this book of Colossians, I'm telling you, I'm encouraging you. After the service, when you get home, okay, I want you to read this Colossians. It's 4 chapters only. It's easy to read. But you will see really the supremacy of Jesus Christ. The bigness of our God. You know what I've learned when I was studying this? You know, this verses 15 to 20, from 9 to 14, verses 9 to 14 of chapter 1 is like a prayer. But when Paul entered into these verses from 15 to 20, the scholars said that this is like a hymn or a song from verse 15 to 20. Now, it means to say when Paul was saying this, that he is the image of the invisible God, this is like worshiping God. Because the fact that this is the most powerful statement all throughout the Bible about declaring the supremacy of Christ, he is worshiping Jesus. While he is telling this, he is the image of the invisible God. He's worshiping. That's why this is a giant declaration of Christ's totality. It is a declaration. I want you to notice this, that if you're going to look at that, the word all things and everything was mentioned 6 times in 5 verses in that scripture. From verse 15 to 20. Anong ibig sabihin nito? Bakit kailangan ulit-ulitin yung all things? Bakit kailangan sabihin yung everything? I believe that he wants us to understand that Jesus is big, that the gospel is big, and our sin is big. And our Savior is big. And our rescue is big. That is what that scripture really tells us. That the fact is, our God is so big that we can never even fathom the greatness of our God. I'm telling you, sasabog ang utak mo kapag pagka inintindi mo talaga kung gaano kalaki ang Panginoon sa buhay natin. Because the Bible says, even the wisest man who thinks that he's so wise is like a foolishness to him. That is how big our God is. The strength of the man who feels that I'm so strong that I can do anything, it's like weakness for him. You know, this is the God that we serve. He's so big. He's so majestic. And there's nothing small at all about this verse because of Jesus. In fact, let me tell you this. If you ever experienced, naranasan mo na yung bigness, yung goodness, yung faithfulness ni Lord, how would you ever come to a point going back to a situation where you are a slave, where you are condemned, kung saan may guilt, may shame, eh kung dito pinakita na ni Lord sa iyo yung kabuuan ng pagmamahal niya, babalik ka pa ba doon? The bigness of God was revealed to all of us through His Son, Jesus Christ, the supremacy of Christ. How could we go back to that slavery? To that sin, to that shame, to that guilt, to that condemnation. Let me just put it this way. If you have iPhone 5S, how many of you wants to have this iPhone 5S? Okay, mangilan-ngilan. Ako rin, gusto. Yung mga hindi nagtaas, bahala kayo. Okay? O 6, o 7, or iPad Air. Okay? But if you have this, babalik ka pa ba dito sa 3210? Honestly, magtaas ka ng kamay mo kung sino yung meron dito. May iPhone 5S ka na. And then, babalik ka pa ba ng Nokia 32? Well, I'm not sure if meron pang 3210 ngayon. Okay? But if you do have, no offense, okay? But this is reality. Okay? That is the bigness compared to the smallness of the world's, you know, of the world's view of what life is all about. And if you will be given a grade of A plus or 1, gugustuhin mo pa ba yung grade na F or 5? Or maybe hindi 5, kahit less, okay lang. Kung meron ka ng 1 or may A plus ka na. Sino sa inyo dito ganun gusto nyo? Ay, ayoko ng 1. Ayoko ng A+. Gusto ko failed. Meron ba? Gusto ko 5. Paglalaban ko to kay teacher. Wala, di ba? That's the bigness of God. And think about this. If you will be given a BMW X4, the latest, 2014, babalik ka pa ba dito sa Volkswagen Beetle? Oh, come on. You're kidding. You know, with all the gadgets inside this X4 na lahat automatic, pagsakay mo, on na yan, and pwedeng mag-drive yan, mag-isa, babalik ka pa ba dito na talagang ini-steer mo talaga, buong katawan mo talagang gumaganon? Ito, isang ganon mo lang. And if you will have this kind of man, may Daniel Padilla ka na, pupunta ka pa ba kay Dean Pasaba? Diba? Ito na si Daniel Padilla. Pupunta ka pa kay... Well, I don't know. Pero may isang tao ako naniniwala. Mas pipiliin niya si Dean Pasaba. Kalimutan si Daniel Padilla, wag lang si Dean Pasaba. Rhyming, diba? DP? Daniel Padilla, Dean Pasaba. But you know, I'm giving you maybe shallow illustrations about the bigness of God compared to the smallness of the world, of what the world's offering us. But I want to tell you this, that the more you supplement or add to it, to your salvation, to what we believe that Christ saved me, no matter what, whoever I am saved, and that's it. I want to tell you that the more you supplement or add to it, the more you will strive and perform. When you continue to add to your salvation, when you continue to think that I'm not still accepted before God, when you still think that I'm not yet forgiven, I'm telling you, you will still strive and perform and do more and more and more until at the end of the day, you will find yourself, I am so tired of all these religious things that I'm doing for me to be accepted by God. But when you are settled that Christ is so supreme, that God saved you, no matter how big your sins are, no matter what you have done 1 hour ago, or maybe what you are doing right now, what you are thinking right now, God has forgiven you because of His Son, Jesus Christ. That is the supremacy of Christ. Why? Because Jesus plus nothing is everything. You don't have to add or supplement to it. I'd like to call on the music team. We're going to worship God in this place. You know, while they are coming, have you ever remember the time when you first encountered Jesus? Sino sa inyo dito naaalala niyo? First time na-encounter mo si Jesus, umiiyak ka. You're so passionate. You're so on fire. You're so amazed on the presence of God. You're so in love with God. Isn't it so sweet? Isn't it so awesome? Na parang ayaw mo nang umalis sa presence ni Lord. Na-experience yun na yun? I'm telling you, na-experience ko yun. Yung alam mo parang, 1 hour, 2 hours, the first time I met God, I encountered God, I'm telling you, ako lang nasa sa room ko. And I never realized that I was praying, I was honoring, I was worshiping Him for 2 long hours without stop. It's just because I'm just in awe of Jesus Christ, of the bigness of my God who saved me. That's so sweet, I'm telling you. And today, my prayer is that you will press on to know the supremacy of Christ, the supremacy of His deity, that He is equal to God, that He is the exact representation of God. I pray that today that we will realize that the supremacy of His eternality, that He is so eternal that time has no control over Him. He controls time. That is Jesus. He is so supreme. And today I pray that we may know, we may continue to press on the supremacy of His power. Think about this. This earth is so fragile, but yet He holds everything together. Think about the galaxies. Think about the stars in the skies. Think about those mountains. Think about those oceans. He controls everything. He knows kung saan pupunta lang yung tubig sa dagat, hanggang saan lang yung boundary niya. He knows everything. He knows it because He is so powerful. And not just that, the supremacy of His never-changing constancy. The Bible says that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is so supreme that the fact that He told you that you are His son, that you are His daughter, it will never change. Still you are right now and still you will be tomorrow. Even how big you will mess up, still you are His son and your daughter. And even not just that, the supremacy of His knowledge that makes all the information, like all the technologies that is invented right now in front of him will be like those old, like 1940s, like those old informations. Because he is so supreme. He has all the knowledge. And think about the supremacy of his wisdom. That our wisdom is like foolishness to him. That our wisdom is like, you know, God will tell us, you know, let us not boast. Let us not be proud of the things that we accomplished, of the things that we achieved. And not just that, the supremacy of his authority. He is the one who set up kings and deposed them. Si Lord ang naglalagay ng mga hari. At si Lord din ang nagtatanggal sa kanila. And in fact, not just that, the supremacy of His providence. Think about this. The Lord will provide every single day for us. Think about those birds in the sky. They are fed. How much more us, His sons and daughters, God will provide for us. And we need to understand the supremacy of His grace. That even though we don't deserve to be forgiven, still, it is given to us. We are forgiven. That is the supremacy of Christ. I'd like to ask everyone to stand on your feet. You know, I believe that the Lord deserves all the glory and honor in this place. Because I believe that He is the one who is so supreme. He's so powerful. He's so majestic. He is so big. And He is so awesome. And let us worship God in this place. Let us worship God in this place. Can we just all lift our hands to God?